Hello, my name is Vlad Bogolin and in this presentation I am going to talk about the MariaDB Billbot container environments. Here you can see an overall picture of MariaDB's Billbot framework. The build master monitors the MariaDB server repository and when a change is detected it starts multiple builds. Each build uses a Docker latent worker which starts a new Docker container on a remote worker machine. Now I will talk in more details about the use container environments. First of all, what is the advantage of using Docker containers? Firstly, we can define the whole environment in a Docker file. This makes it very easy to view, deploy, or recreate a particular build environment on any machine. In this way, we are able to easily create around 50 environments for different platforms and operating systems. Secondly, by using this approach, it is very easy to add new physical machines to the infrastructure because only Docker needs to be installed. Moreover, since each build starts a new container, you get the immediate advantage of always having a clean environment. Now, let's talk about the Docker files. Each Docker file can be split into four parts. First, we select the operating system. This simply involves pulling the correct Docker image from the Docker Hub. Next, we install the MariaDB server build dependencies. This is usually the most time-consuming part since there can always be various repository problems or missing packages which may require a bit of web search in order to be solved. Thirdly, we need to install the Billbot Worker Python package. Finally, we simply run the Billbot Worker process to ensure that on startup the container connects to the Billbot master and is ready to start the build. In this way, we are able to define multiple environments for different platforms and operating systems. We have around 50 different environments. You can see here the list of currently supported ones. Please note that it is possible to also run Enterprise Linux versions, but an additional subscription management step is needed. Now let's look at an actual example. The colors highlight the corresponding part as previously described. As it can be seen, the whole process is pretty straightforward. We specify the base image and install the MariaDB dependencies. Now it's time to install the Billbot Worker Python package. We begin by creating a Billbot user that will be the user that runs all the commands received from the master. As it comes to the Billbot Worker configuration, we use a static configuration file. This is fetched from our GitHub repository as it can be seen in the bottom left of the slide. Next, we ensure that the Billbot user has administrative rights since this is required for one of our build steps. Finally, we install the actual Python packages. In the end, we make sure that the Billbot worker process runs on startup. Now let's talk about Windows. As it comes to Windows, we use the same Dockerfile structure. However, in order to be able to run Windows in a container, the host operating system needs to be running Windows 2. Moreover, Docker needs to be configured to use Windows containers. Finally, we use Chocolaty as a package manager to be able to easily install build dependencies. Now, let's look at the actual Docker file. As it can be seen, we follow the same structure. We first select the desired base image. Then we need to install the Visual Studio build tools. Next, we install Chocolaty to facilitate the build dependency installation. The process continues by installing the MariaDB build dependencies and then the required Billbot related packages similar to the Linux setup. Finally, we fetch the same Billbot configuration file and ensure that Billbot worker runs on startup. All in all, the setup is quite similar and at the top level there are almost no differences except for the used commands. However, getting to this setup was quite challenging.
We had quite a few problems with installing the Visual Studio build tools, and it took some time till we found the base image and the suitable build tools version that we were able to successfully install. Also, until we made the switch to Chocolaty, it was quite difficult to install the build dependencies, since for each one a slightly different setup was needed. However, Chocolaty simplifies the process a lot. So, in the end, we obtained a relatively simple Docker file.
This concludes my talk. Thank you very much. Now I'll be answering questions.
So in a minute, when the question room goes, the video goes live, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so I think we're live now. Thanks for that talk. Let's just have a look at any, see if we've got any questions. Don't see any at the moment. So Vlad, how does the buildbot report the build result back? Is there a sort of master coordination service?
Yes, the buildbot. So basically when a build starts, the master instructs a remote Docker instance to start a container, and on the container startup, a buildbot worker process starts. And then there's a communication between the buildbot master side process and the buildbot worker side process, which does all the communication and results reporting.
Mm-hmm. And,
basically, what you see in the interface mainly depends on the error code of the command that you're executing. So if it's something predefined, then you can see it in the interface as a failure or as a warning or as a success.
Okay. Okay. So it's just the mainly the exit code.
Yep. And each time the billbot, each time a job is seen, so basically each time a push occurs to the repository, a build is started, and at that point, it starts the image creation. So the buildbot automatically creates the image and then starts a container with the environment specified in a Docker file.
Okay. And do you run any automated tests, or is that a different setup?
Yeah, all the tests run inside the container that we have now. And basically, we first compile the server and then run the test suite.
Okay, and that's all in the buildbot?
Yeah, this is all in the buildbot.
Got it.
Additionally, we have other types of tests, installation tests, where we ensure that the packages created in a prior step can be successfully installed, or ecosystem tests where we run other test suites for various other products that may use MariaDB, such as PHP, DBDeployer, PI, MySQL, and so on. to see that their tests run against the latest MariaDB version. But from a container point, everything runs inside a container, except for some installation tests where we use VMs. And this is mainly the process. The buildbot connects to a remote Docker instance, creates an image, starts a container, and then starts a process, and all the communication is done between the master and the worker.
Okay. And which sort of tests do you find need to run in VMs versus containers?
Well, mainly systemd tests to ensure that the package installation can be successfully triggered and started through systemd.
Okay.
This may be done inside containers, but the environment in a VM, we consider it to be more similar, and there were some challenges in making buildbot run privileged containers. This is the main reason that we have chosen VMs. But the good side is that for these types of tests, we need basically clean VMs, so we do not need to install any type of packages, or they require minimal configuration. So it's basically, we just want to see that the user can install the packages that we are creating, and we want a clean as possible environment.
And do you have to restrict the container resources just in case some test runs too long or takes up too many resources?
Yeah, but this is usually handled by buildbot. Each command has a timeout, and at that timeout, it stops it. There were some issues where we had some hanging containers, but these were mainly caused by some misconfiguration. Now everything seems to be stable. And one of the most trickiest thing to set up was to run Windows inside the container, which required a bit of trying various Windows images and till we found the working configuration. But in the end, we were able to successfully run Windows inside the container, and our Windows tests still use Docker containers.
Cool. What were the challenges there?
Well, the first one was sort of a lack of error description on what happened during Visual Studio Build Tools installation. We had some problems where the command simply hanged, and without any other error message. And the solution here was basically to try another image and another Visual Studio Build Tools version till we found